Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, baby. We're starting the podcast right now. We're back. You know what, dude? Live. Welcome, everybody, to the show. YKWD. I started a social media podcast. The facts. The YKWD podcast.
YKWD's back again.
Old school, back in the day, where it all started, before them all.
YKWD.
This podcast is so fun and crazy.
It has no rules.
Shut up. You're ruining this.
Where's the bandana, man?
Sorry, it's a comedy podcast. This isn't NPR.
That's what this podcast does.
Is there any better show? This is the original. You know what, dude? What's up, everybody? Back with another YKWD StreamYard edition, COVID edition, back in the day edition when we were all stuck in our houses. I am bringing this show to you today because it's a very special show, and we couldn't get it into the studio this week, so I did it here on StreamYard. I'm excited to introduce my guest. One of them, you know them, you know him as a reg, one of the regs, Joe List, aka The Truth, and Lindsay Adams, who is I've known for a while, but I don't know. So this is like my first time, like, talking to you, hanging out with you. I don't even know. You could be.
Yeah.
You could secretly hate me. My thing with comedians, new ones, when I have them on, it's always like, oh, this could be cool, but this could be like some secret. I can't wait to get on his show one day and tell him what he did to me back at the
yeah,
in Cincinnati. Like, you know, because I've had comments. I've had people do that to me, like on Facebook.
Really?
I recently just had a guy on Facebook send me a message. Hey, what's up? Hey, we were in sixth grade together, Mr. D. I'm like, oh, I love Mr. D. And we started talking. He goes, then he's out of the blue. He's like, yeah, you threaten my life every day after school. And then I would come out and you were never there. And I was like, oh my God, I am so sorry.
I literally can't imagine thinking of someone other than myself enough to do that.
Oh,
to
really?
Just track you down.
Yeah, he really hunted me. That's the second time that's happened to me. No, third time it's happened to me. It happened to me in college, too. A guy, we were going around the room, and I was like, hey, I'm Bobby. And the guy went, I know. I went, what? He goes, yeah, you took my Walkman in seventh grade, and then you took my moped a week later.
It sounds like the problem is you, Bob.
Yeah, it was. I was an alcoholic. I was
a bully.
Yeah, and I wasn't a bully. I was a fucking alcoholic who was getting beaten in home, and that reverberated out into the world. That's what happened.
Understood.
I was a drug addict and alcoholic at the age of 10.
I would love if Lindsay just sandbagged you right now.
I would love if she threw an ibuprofen at your cheek.
Luckily, the pill wouldn't fit in my mouth. She'd have to break it up.
Oh, my God.
You have to snort your headache medication?
That's the most insane. No, I was also an alcoholic child, so I actually have had people before be like, yeah, I remember you were an asshole, and I was like, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, I know, it's really not my fault, right? Don't we get a pass once you say that you're not drinking anymore? You're like, I got my life together.
I don't know. If someone who was mean to you when you were a kid was like, I don't drink anymore, I would be like, but you still need to apologize to me on your knees.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
Don't you think, like, I hate this. That's the problem with being sober, is you can't fuck up anymore, because then you can't be like, well, now I'm this. We already did that. So now it's like, you just have to be good.
Yeah. That's the problem with it.
Well,
that is the problem.
Isn't this, I mean, I can't
about it.
I can't go like give someone a wedgie and spit in their face, which is what my sexual fantasy, but I can't just go do that to somebody because I'm sober. I have to be like, yeah, sorry. I'd have to like relapse just so I could make an excuse.
I mean, you can. I mean, that's the beauty. You can do whatever you want. And then you can just be a redemption story.
All right. I'll be right down.
Yes. There you go. You can just fuck shit up all you want.
Lindsay's in my basement right now. I'm actually at my neighbor's house because I'm worried about the Wi-Fi.
I got the joke. It was fucking disturbing. I'll be right down. See her throwing ibuprofen at your face while you're on your knees apologizing.
Exactly. That's the scene.
Happy that person. I hated being that person. I hung around with all those people. Joe, I don't know where you're from in Boston.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm from Whitman. I'm from South Shore.
Blech. So where I grew up, we were like, it was violent. Everybody was violent. It was very segregated. Irish lived there. Italian lived there. Blacks lived there. And we, you know, kind of ganged up at the parks. And, you know, and every single person that I knew was a criminal at the age of 12. Everybody I was hanging out with was a fucking criminal. And I was hanging out with 18-year-olds, 30-year-old men that were just criminals, alcoholic, drug addict, violent criminals. And that was all my friends. And so it's weird to me when people tell me about their childhoods. And I'm like, wow, you play with Legos and shit? None of that computes to me because I stopped that at a very young age. I stopped being a kid.
No, I was much more normal than that, I think. But my friend, I mean, there was tons of fights. Like, I was just talking about this the other day. I think, Lindsay, you were there. Because I'm so afraid of the subway and all these people and bars and stuff, drunk people. But I'm like, that's because that's the life. I've seen so many people just beaten to a pulp. That was life in Boston. Like when I started doing comedy, I was a teenager, and every night someone was getting bottled in the face. I saw a fight between, I've told this story before on the podcast, I think. I was at a strip club. That's when I was drinking. Lindsay, I don't agree with strip clubs anymore.
Unless they're bad. Do. They're terrible. I agree with, I hate them. I hate them. Anti-strip club.
I was at a strip club back in the day. It was just boring and a waste of money. I'd rather hook up with a crack whore for $20 and just get it over with. Sorry.
But I saw a guy, I saw like a Hell's Angel guy hit someone in the face with the bottle, and the bottle broke. It popped like a fucking photograph, like a over some guy's face. So anyways, I've seen the violence, but I wasn't part of it. I got in one fight in fifth grade with Jeff Meehan, who was my best friend. He punched me in the head and I quit. I was like, all right, that's it. You win.
Yeah, I was part of so many fucked up violent things. I was beat up a lot. I mean, my friends. I remember. I remember one of my friends.
Feel sad.
One of my friends punched me in the face. Like we would fight each other.
I was a violent kid.
You look like you could be violent.
I was a violent kid for sure. I had emotional issues. I had anger issues. I was in anger management when I was like, young. I was also abused. So I was like my parents. It was like my babysitter. So it was like, yeah. And I mean, I'm not bringing it down. It was fine.
Was he hot?
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
No, it was a girl. And that's why I don't like lesbians.
Spicy. Well, how much older was she?
Everybody likes everything now, and I was pretty progressive. She was, I was just like an angry. I was an angry kid. I got fucking mad. I pushed people.
Yeah, you seem like. I'm like taking over your podcast.
It's fine. No, it's fine. I just wanted to ask where you're from. Like, where?
New Jersey.
Oh, you're from New Jersey. All right, New Jersey trash.
I'm 100% Jersey trash. You can smell it on me. Everyone's always like, what is this thing? And I'm like, it's New Jersey. It's me. That's what it is. But I was violent. I got in trouble for blackmailing a kid when I was in third grade.
What do you mean blackmailing a cow? How do you blackmail?
No, he blackmailed me because I hit him. I got that wrong. He got in trouble. I threw him out of my seat. I got like very mad and it was like very violent. And he was like, if you don't give me $10, I'm telling on you. And I was like, okay.
My sister did that to me when I was a kid. I remember when I was really young, she threw a brick at my fucking head. One day we were outside and there was a huge icicle on the gutter. She goes, kick the gutter and get that for me. And I was a kid. I was a little kid, like younger than Max. So I kicked the gutter and it came down on my head and it went through it. Like I had a hole in my fucking head. And this is back when your grandmother would just be like, it's okay. Just put some ice on it. And there's a hole in my skull. And then she took me one time. We got into a big fight at the house. She was babysitting, but she wasn't. I think she might have been 10. We were both in onesies. My mom was somewhere. My stepdad, who was abusing me, beating me, was somewhere. And we were making tea. And I put my hand over the thing, and my onesie caught on fire. And it just flash lit, you know, like all the fuzzies just went. And I started crying and we got into this big fight and she took me by my ears and smashed my head on the corner of the wall, the molding, and split my head open. And she grabbed me and she said, if you tell mom, you fell. If you tell her that I did this, I'm not calling the ambulance or I'm not calling the, whatever. And I was like, okay. So I told my mother I fell. I got in trouble for fucking around and lighting my onesie on fire. Cause so here I am. My mother shows up. I'm bleeding. I'm brown. My blue onesie is brown. And then years later, I told my mother, I was in a fight. I was like, Lisa's the one who smashed my head. My mother fucking yelled at me for lying. Like, I couldn't win.
This is terrible. It's very sad, but I had a line earlier. I didn't want to interrupt because it felt very emotional and you were just going with it, but I think it was good. You want to hear it or?
Yeah, of course. Don't ever hold back.
Well, you hit your head on the gutter. I guess that's why your mind is always in the gutter.
Well, I wish you held back. Wow.
So did you beat the shit out of people, Lindsay? Because I feel like I'm terrified of you.
No,
I'm frightened of you too.
I was obviously so scared at all the time that I didn't beat the shit out of people, but I was violent. When I got older, I was violent in a way that like was sadistic and weird. Like I would do shit like there was a group of girls that were like bullied me endlessly when I was like in middle school, and they finally like accepted me, but I was their henchman at that point. Right. And so like someone gave us like a dirty look in the girls' locker room, and we were in like, I don't know, we were like 13. And I was like, you're giving my friend a dirty look. Fuck you. And she like gave me a dirty look. Dirty looks were like so apparently like horrific. That was like a big offense. And so we were going into gym class. And so we were indoors and I just body slammed her up against the concrete.
Nice.
And this a tiny girl. And she just like fell back and hit her head. And exactly.
You are on Will Smith's side.
I am Will Smith. And then my immediate reaction at that moment was to run over and go, oh my God, are you okay? Are you, is she okay? Is everybody checking on her? I don't know what happened. I got so into the sport.
First of all, you do look like the white girl in the prison.
Well, right now, yes.
You really do look like the girl who like initiates. All right, this is the way things go. That's Latifah over there. Don't fuck with her. That's Jose's girl. I'm telling you right now. And now you're gonna hang with us because you're white. But listen, I'm gonna have to take those earrings and those shoes from you. That's just the way it is. Deal with it. I hate my childhood. I hate who I was. I hate where I grew up. I hate the fact fucking Boston was so violent, so racist, so fucked up when I grew up that no parents didn't fucking hang with their kids, didn't tell their kids the right from wrong. You just went out. You woke up, got the fuck out of the house and hung with other kids. And you did so much bullshit depending on what shit kids you hung out with. And I hate my childhood. Looking back on it now, I despise what fucking these cocksuckers turned me into. Mm. It really makes me sick.
But it's time to let go, Bob.
I'm just digging into it now. It's so funny. I just remembered something right now that I was involved with.
Gay sex?
No, that's not bad.
That's so bad. That's terrible.
Not regrettable.
That's normal. It was friends. That's how you became friends. Just fucking cranked each other off in a shed. Who cares? Come on.
Well, let's be friends then, Bob.
Nice sleepover under the covers. You suck.
That's what men do. You guys just sucked each other off at sleepovers when you were like 10, right? That's normal.
Well, 10's a little old. I mean,
suck each other off.
Go ahead.
No one's ever sucked me off. By the way, there's pictures of men sucking each other off behind Lindsay's shoulder there. Kissing and sucking dicks.
What is that? Is it some French film, you fucking loser?
Yeah, that's right. Strangers by the Lake. A great French film. You should watch it, Bobby. You'd like it.
What is it about?
It's about a murder. It's a murder on the loose, and there's really, Lindsay, we should watch it while you're here. I own it. Great. It's fun.
The movie comes up every time you're on StreamYard.
Sorry. Really? Have we talked about it already? It's just like, it's crazy gay. It's like gay porn, but with a murder plot. There's like, they show dicks coming, like so missionaries.
I just came.
This missionary gay sex, which is like the craziest gay sex.
I actually had a really hard time understanding that. For what year this was, I feel like they only showed one kind of gay sex. And so like the first time I saw missionary gay sex on screen, I was like, explain the logistics to me.
you're gonna have a big dick and it's gonna be hooked upward.
Well, you gotta tip the guy up like you're cleaning his diaper. You have to get
right
his...
and now. Sure, but like the way it's portrayed in movies, you can only, it's one way. It's one way. So you sure
you sure they weren't just cheek fucking?
No, they show the penetrate.
They show, so these guys are having sex.
Yes, they show it. You got to watch it. It'll be fun. We could all get our little dinks hard.
Dude. You know what you
treat house guests?
You know what show I'm watching right now? And it literally did too much sex. Where I'm uncomfortable now. Banshee. Have you seen Banshee?
No,
I don't know Banshee.
Okay, Banshee is about these two jewel thieves that are in love with each other. The girl's father is a Russian-Ukrainian mob guy. They wind up, they steal for him. They wind up turning on him, stealing from him. They chase him. They get caught. He goes to jail for 15 years so that she can get away. She runs away. And goes to another town. He gets out, goes looking for her. The father tries to kill him. He finds out where she is. She goes there. She's got a husband and two kids. Okay. But the first night there, he's at a bar. These guys come in to fuck with the bar guy, who's this old black dude who used to be in jail too. And there's another guy there, the new sheriff in town, who's new. The mayor brought him in because the town's so corrupt by this Dutch guy from ex-Amish guy who runs everything now. So they brought this new sheriff in that has no family, no ties, no Facebooks. He winds up fighting these guys, dies. It's a lot, right? But here's the thing. They fuck so much in this, dude. Yes. They fuck. There's at least three fucks in every episode, and I'm talking banging. Like you don't see penetration, but and every girl in it has like B cups or beneath. So the writer must be into small breasts, which I love too. I love a nice.
Me too. That's my thing.
I like a little titty. Yeah. I don't know, but I don't mind a little joint smoking, like Patrice. but. It's so, dude, this, anytime a girl comes in, like a new cast member, you're like, yeah, Oh, that's her right
there.
Oh my God. I'll watch this. I love that guy.
He's great. You know who he is, right?
No, I have no idea.
The Boys. He's the lead superhero in The Boys.
What's The Boys?
The Boys?
On Amazon, right?
You don't know what The Boys, the fucked up Amazon, the superhero show where they're violent? And...
No. I just have bad eyesight. I'm not a fucking nerd. I just have glasses.
What does that mean? What are you saying?
I don't watch superhero shit. I'm cool. I watch like documentaries and films.
Yeah, I know. You're fucking such a snob. You and Ron.
You're a cinephile over here.
You and
I am. I'm a cinephile pedophile.
Stupid Angelica theater films you talk about.
Yes, what? I like to fuck. Yeah. That looks so bad. Are you watch that, Robert?
First of all, don't call me Robert. When you try to degrade me, don't use my fucking Robert. Fuck you.
Do you watch it with Max at least?
Listen, no, Max can't watch it. Dude, the first episode, this whole thing is, what if superheroes were real? They would be egotistical. They would be psychos. The first episode, the guy's walking with his girl and they're in love and it's so beautiful. And then they're holding hands and they're about to kiss. And then all of a sudden she just explodes like blood. Just everywhere, and he's just holding her hands. That's
called
it.
A period. Women have periods, Bobby.
No,
yeah, I was wondering.
The guy who's the Flash, whatever, the fast guy in the superhero, he's on fucking like crack. So he ran through her and just exploded her.
Oh wow!
He just murdered his love of his life by accident.
That's actually so funny.
that's her right there. See,
that's her. That's a woman.
See the blue behind him? Can we play that scene real quick?
Where are her titties, though? Let me find it.
That's not a woman.
That's all her blood that he ran through her at 9 billion miles an hour. He just ran through this chick.
Lindsay, how do you feel about grown men who watch comic book shows, not with their sons that they have?
Why do you have to bully me?
I'm not bullying. I'm asking. I'm trying to get a third opinion here. I think that you're a child, and it's embarrassing, and I'm wondering what a woman thinks.
I think
if it brings you, it's no. Go ahead, Bobby. What does a woman think? You were answering.
No, you tell me. You're a woman. You're absolutely right, Lindsay.
No, I'm just kidding. No, I don't. For whatever reason, comic books aren't like especially nerdy for me. I go in on anime nerds, and my husband watches anime. But for me, for some reason, that like ignites the bully in me more than comic books. Comic books, I get. You want like your escape, and you to have fun. For some reason, it's not as annoying to me.
Well, how do you feel about comic book movies though? Like the Marvel movies and all that stuff.
I think they're fun.
Thank you. They're fun.
I like bad movies too, though.
So you say they are bad movies.
Well, I enjoy falling asleep in the movies. So like, you're not asking the best person. I love sleeping in the movies.
So you're saying that you fall asleep during these boring fucking childish movies.
Yeah, I fall asleep during John Wick. I've fallen asleep during literally any movie. So if it's a good, if it's long enough and there's enough time for me to nap, then it's a good movie.
I'm more of a film person than Joe. And let me tell you why. I am more of a love of the art form than Joe, because Joe only loves a certain type.
Good.
You understand? I love Westerns.
Sure.
Spaghetti Westerns. I love noir. I love old movies, new movies, classical movies.
Porn movies.
I love all movies. And he loves just what the cool kids, like what Greg Proops would approve of. That's what he likes.
Who's so Greg Proops? I don't like Greg Proops. I don't know who Greg Proops is. I like good quality movies. And anime, let's all agree, anime is worse. Lindsay brings up a good point. Anime is like, Bob, you don't watch anime, do you?
No. Can I be? Shut up, Mush.
No, I disagree with that statement. So.
Mush watches anime.
The guy behind the camera watches anime? Shocking.
Yeah.
Well, there's a big, I don't watch like Pokemon, but I'll watch a Miyazaki movie.
Yeah, exactly. Art, right?
Yeah, it literally is. So,
all right, listen.
I know. My husband is going to hear this and be like, fuck yourself.
I listen, can I say something? I watched anime with my kid. Max likes, I forget what it's called, Dragon something.
Mush. Dragon Ball Z?
No, not that.
I think.
I like Kung Fu Hustle. Kung Fu Hustle was a great movie. Did you watch that?
Cuckold Hustle?
Not Cuckold. That's you. That's what you do. You Cuckold Hustle.
Kung Fu Hustle is an amazing movie.
No, it's Kung Fu Hustle.
Oh. Oh,
Kung Fu Hustle. That's the panda.
It's a great movie.
That's the panda movie?
No, that's not the panda movie. That's panda. That's Kung Fu Panda, you fucking. Oh. Fucking you're a fucking snob, is what you are. You're
I legitimately keep thinking I'm getting it right. I keep thinking I'm like, oh, I know that.
You're a snob. You're a snob, is what you are. You're into a certain type of film. That's it. You're good at certain types of film. I am a whole cinematic fan. You're a genre fan.
I'm not a. It's not genre. I like drama. I like westerns. I like. I don't like most action movies. What's that? That's Cuckold Hustle.
No, that's
all those guys were fucking his wife. If you're gonna be a cuckold, no one ever gets an Asian bull. That's not a porn, right? No one gets an Asian guy to fuck his wife.
Cuckold Hustle is such a great movie. Listen, Joe, that is Kung Fu Hustle, and it's a fucking great flick.
All right, I'll check it out.
It's a comedy. It's a comedy kung fu movie.
Did you see The Worst Person in the World? Best movie of the year.
I'm looking at The Worst Person in the World right now. I don't know if that
she's a guest.
Not
she's
her.
Visiting from LA. Sure, she beat up a bunch of kids in school and got molested by a lesbian. But
yeah,
she still looks like she was in fucking Oz. She's the star of The Color of Orange. What is that show?
No,
I messed up my joke. Don't do it.
Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, don't help me with that one. I fucked up. I stink.
Lindsay, do you ever like you ever slap a guy around, kick him around in the bedroom at all? You feel like a person that would like shove a high heel in a guy's ass or step on his balls?
No, not my game. No, oh,
I got the wrong impression.
I know you would think it's an easy mistake, but no, you would think it's just not my. No.
What kind of music do you have to have on? Do you have to have music on?
To me for sex?
No.
But I know Joe probably has Neil Simon on or like Simon.
Neil Simon's a playwright, you dum-dum.
I mean,
Paul Simon,
sorry.
No, we can't have music because the lyrics fuck with us. Sarah and I have the same thing. If there's lyrics, you start listening and you're like, wait, did he say?
Yeah, it's too, anything that's like distracting, it's too, there can't be any media. Because
no,
that
yacht
was,
rock? You don't like a yacht rock? Like sailing makes me away.
Absolutely not.
I just feel bad that I misread you. I just picture you being like, yeah, put that tiny dick in me, you fucking queer.
Would think.
What
you would think.
Fuck are you saying?
Don't, look, I'm a complex person. I like to leave more to be revealed. But yeah, you would think no. Randomly, no.
Yeah.
It actually feels like a lot of, that feels like a lot of work. I don't want to do all that. I'm very lazy.
I don't like that either. I've never liked that. I've had a couple girls asked me to do that. I had a girl do it to me and I just got mad. I'm like, don't hit me. You know what I mean?
I told you this story before. I went to years ago, I would go up to like the strip clubs in Montreal when I was like 19. Everyone in Boston from 18 to 21 just goes to these strip clubs up in Montreal and ruins the city. And we went, we paid for like two ladies to like, you know, eat each other out or whatever. I was a kid, I was drunk, I'm a different guy. But one of them was like, she was French Canadian. She's like, what's your name? And I was like, Joe. And she's like, oh, Joe, you got such a small dick. I can't do accents. It sounds Asian. But she was
no,
French.
Keep
and she's
going.
Like, she was like, oh, Joe, you got a tiny little dick. I remember being like, what? Don't say I have a tiny. I don't like that. That sucks.
You drove 6.5 hours to be told you have a tiny pack.
Yes. Yes. And it was like, it was all of my money.
My subby stripper in Montreal. The funny thing is you didn't even need to go to Montreal. You just go to Albany and fucking get the same fucking action.
And then I had the other woman. I had sex with the woman. I've told, I do a bit about the lady in Hart. This is Sarah's like favorite story. It was in Hartford, Connecticut. And this, I met her after the show and she was like, come back to my house. And she had like a Mustang and she was driving like 100 miles an hour and like weaving in and out of traffic. And she kept playing the Buck Cherry song, "You're a Crazy Bitch." "You're a crazy bitch, but you fuck so good, you're on top of it." And then she was like fucking me all crazy. And like she would hit me and like get on top and was like doing all this. And she kept calling me a nerd.
You're a nerd fantasy.
I was you're her nerd fantasy. And I was like, I'm not a nerd. I mean, I did a bit about it years ago, but I was like, I don't, I'm like, I'm a good at sports. I almost failed out of high school. I hate sci-fi. I don't play chess. I'm like, I'm sorry, you got the wrong guy.
She wanted to fuck weird science.
That's so funny.
She was pretending to be Kelly LeBrock, and you were just a nerd with a bra on your head. Did she put a bra on your head?
No, and she actually got mad at me, though. She drove me back to my hotel. Like, she's like, I'm taking you back. And then she did the same
thing. You weren't nerdy enough?
Yeah, and I think I just wasn't. I don't know. I think she thought I was going to be like, yeah, tie me up or whatever. But I was really sad. I was like, please stop it.
You're going to pull out an abacus?
You didn't fulfill the fantasy enough. That I love the idea that she got so pissed. She was like, I thought you were a fucking nerd.
Yeah,
I know. And I was like, no, I'm actually like pretty cool. Like I'm a comic and
just be a nerd.
You didn't put a Pokemon keychain and start playing some fucking Nintendo.
No, I was like, you want Bobby Kelly. He's the fucking nerd. I am. Anime.
Dude, I am a secret nerd. I'll fucking admit it. I am a secret nerd. I love gadgets. I love all kinds of techie stuff. I walk into I connect with like Dungeons and Dragons kids, you know, like those nerdy motherfuckers. I don't play that shit, but I like those people. I like Mush. Mush is the fucking nerd of all nerds. Mush is waiting for me outside. Mush is the guy producing the show. He's the guy behind the camera. He was waiting for me outside the fucking San Antonio Laugh It Up, and we hung out. We just hung out and went and did nerdy shit. We got a character, John. I electrocuted him at the mall.
I mean, this all sounds very wholesome. And to be clear, I just want to rewind. Anime is great. It's art. It's fine. You guys can have that. I also, are there actually nerds anymore, or is everything just fine? Because everybody's like very into being like, I'm a nerd too. And it's like, we're all nerds, right? No?
Well, nerd now.
Taken over. Joe and his friends have taken over. The nerds have there's no more cool kids. I am a cool kid on the outside. Like when I came up, we were fucking all cool motherfuckers. Now it's all nerds. It's all skinny guys dressed like they're going over at the park to fucking throw a football around. Everybody on stage has corduroys and t-shirts and hoodies and kooky shirts and a little scruff, some type of glasses, the same little fucking dumb haircut. Nobody's wearing leather jackets anymore. Nobody's fucking in shape. Nobody's fucking shredded, wearing fucking tight jeans and putting their cock to the left or to the right. Everybody's fucking.
Is that a thing?
Everybody wears underwear now. It's a fucking nerd fest out there.
None of this makes sense. None of this makes any sense. You know what the fuck?
Look, I was like halfway through, I was like.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Fucking Dan Soda, Joe, with Mark, his friend. They're all fucking nerds.
First of all, Norman is like ripped.
He's a nerd. He's not ripped. He's a nerd. He'll run as soon as somebody goes after him. Hey, no, it's comedy. I'm sorry. Hey, you.
I know. Back in the day, Jim Norton was so tough. He was just a tough guy.
You picked the one guy.
Yeah.
He was scary because at any point he could bite you and you get AIDS. And you'd be fucking petrified of him.
Yeah, I'm sure Colin Quinn was just beating the shit out of everybody back in the day.
Colin Quinn was fucking tough, Joe.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Oh, got serious just now.
Dude, Colin Quinn, I would never fuck with Colin. Back in the day, Colin, I mean, let's be honest, dude. me and Connor, when we went on that tour to Japan, the USO tour.
He was just beating up Asians.
Dude, we fought.
Who'd you fight? Oh, you and Colin fought.
We fought a couple times, dude.
Oh, I'm on Colin's side.
Like physically?
Yeah. We were driving.
Maybe you guys just got mad.
No, we were driving to a college once and I pissed him off. He just got LASIK surgery and he went and bought these stupid Spencer for Hire shades. He had to wear sunglasses and they were just dumb. And I'm like, dude, you have money. Buy a pair of sunglasses. Buy a good pair. And he's like, no, these are good. I'm like, how much were they? He's like, do it $5. So I took them and threw them out on the highway. And then he punched me in the side of the head.
Oh my God.
And then I spit coffee all over the windshield inside so he couldn't see. We almost died.
Jesus
Christ.
But we were both howling. We were laughing so hard. We had to pull over on the highway. Funny.
Yeah, you guys were cool. That is cool.
Yeah, that does sound like the difference between nerds and cool people. I think I get it now.
People fucking fight each other. You guys fucking philosophize. Hey guys. You know,
Lindsay, are you cool? Do you think you're a cool person? Do you identify as cool?
She threw a kid off a chair in second grade. Of course she's cool.
I'm emotionally disturbed. I think I'm actually so scared all the time and so insecure I really do try to present as cool, but then sometimes I just say something and everyone's like, whoa, no, don't do that. So no, I don't identify as cool. I just want everyone to think I am.
Oh, well, it works. I thought you were cool.
Great, yeah. Thanks. That was what I was looking for.
Now, how long have you been married?
We just got married in October.
Oh, no shit. You got COVID married.
Yeah. We were together for 14 years. We've been together forever.
Is he a comedian?
No.
Oh, good for you.
No.
No offense, Joe.
No, it's great. He's not a
comedian. Joe married a very funny person. My fear is that I would marry somebody that would either be funnier than me or not funny, and I would have to help her. Like, no, she's good, guys. Come on. Cut her some slack. Like,
I wouldn't. Yeah. Like
Lewis has to do every 6 months.
I wouldn't know how to handle it. Yeah. I mean, I look at relationships with like Joe and Sarah and it's like, oh, okay, that's easier because you get it. Like one, they're both funny.
Right.
But, and one, I have other friends.
One is funnier than the other one. Let's be honest. I mean, Sarah's fucking hilarious.
Right.
But
no, good. I don't know if I can do that. I don't know if I could.
Now, Bobby has always been like, you don't date a comedian. I would never date a comedian. It's so silly.
Nope.
Dating comedians is great because A, you hate all the same people. You get to shit on all the same people. And you can go on the road together. They understand comedy. They get it. They're also equally cynical. Like you see someone fall and crack their head open. You're both like, that's hilarious. They deserve it. You know what I mean? And then when you date a non-comedian, no offense to you guys, or married, no offense to you two. They come in, you got to listen to them be like, oh, I was at the fuck at work today. And Bruce, he's the guy I told you about with the long hair. You've never met him or seen him. You don't care about him. They have to explain every fucking idiot they work with. We're comedy. Sarah's like, I saw Bobby. He sucks. We both hate him. You know what I mean? And we're like, yes. Yes, he's mean. He's a bully. Yes.
No, stop calling me a bully. You're a bully. You're a fucking bully. You're a nerd bully.
Every story you have, you're like, I took Colin's reading glasses and broke them.
You were like, I'm scared of Colin. And then you talked about destroying his glasses.
You're two nerds. You can't see through the fucking fog, you dweebs. I helped him. I threw them out, and then we went and got better glasses.
Together. Nope.
Yes, together we went in and went to a sunglass hut and he got a nice pair of Ray-Bans, what he should have had because he was famous at the time. He's Colin fucking Quinn. You don't wear on the street glasses. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He looked like an idiot too. They didn't even fit his fucking thin Irish head. So I helped him. So if you call forcing my friend to be better, helping, I call it an intervention. You nerds can call it whatever you want.
Okay.
Whatever. If you step in my glasses, I'm going to be bummed.
I would never see real glasses.
Joe is a low-key mean girl.
Yeah, he is. He's a low-key mean girl.
Oh, I see that for you, actually. Yeah. I really do.
What do you mean? Like I'm hot? I'm hot and talented, and I'm the star of a fucking hilarious, amazing
when
film.
When are Mean Girls talented?
Mean Girls. They saw the movie, right? When they're all dancing, they do that dance number that we've all jerked off to a bunch.
You watched
That's
Mean
talent.
Girls, and you didn't
That's
see
talent.
You didn't see fucking a Marvel movie, but you watch Mean Girls?
Mean Girls is amazing.
Oh, my God.
You're a misogynist. How about that?
Yes. No. Thank you. I am. Women stink. Sorry.
Lindsay, I had to give Bobby $300 to let you be on this show.
Yeah, fuck you.
And I can't. I'm so great. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful.
You're an idiot. This is so not true. I can't stop looking at those two fucking dudes. Why is one red? Did he not use sunblock?
I'm not sure.
Well, that's
maybe.
Why I was like, is this an interracial movie?
No, they're all friend. Well, one might be like Latino. It's a great movie. You got to see it. Yeah, it's sure really it's, fantastic. It's really,
is it subtitles?
Yeah.
Great. Yeah, those are fun. Everybody loves to read. Fucking nerd.
I can read them aloud to you.
You can read them aloud?
Actually, that would be, I would like to, I would be interested in a read aloud subtitle movie.
I would love to see you. Yeah, if I'll watch that movie if you and Ranan read the character. Do the characters.
Do we have,
Yeah, you have to fuck each other.
Oh, you have to do it live action.
Yeah.
Here's my thing with missionary gay sex
It's not that, okay. That doesn't look that bad.
Here's my thing with missionary gay or pegging, which, Bobby, you've been pegged? Don peg you?
No, Don has never pegged me.
My thing is, don't the legs get heavy? Like, if you're holding a man leg, it weighs like twice as much as a lady leg.
Yeah, but if you're a woman pegging a guy, would you peg them? You peg them missionary, or do you peg them?
That's what I'm talking about, missionary.
Well, don't you peg them doggy?
You can do both. Yeah, I've seen both.
What's the best way to take it in the butt? On your side with your knees up to your chest, doggy or missionary?
I think doggy easiest. But here's my thing. I talked about this recently on another podcast, but. If I'm getting pegged, which I'm not, just because, you know, Sarah's not into it, but if I'm getting pegged, I gotta see tits in a face, or else it's too weird.
It's just an experience then.
Yes. I want to see the titties.
So, well, let me ask you a question though. Wouldn't doggy position be that would be the worst.
I was just gonna say, I think that would actually be the worst.
Yeah, like pulling your knees up to you, like lying on your back and pulling your knees up on your chest, like you're on a squatty potty, would be the best.
Because
well,
you have, there's no. Also, you're out of control when you're in doggy style. You're really just like giving the reins over. So if that's how you want to be pegged, then yeah,
I had a girl who wanted to do that back in Boston when I lived there. She's like, I want to fuck you.
That was rare back in the day.
It was, yeah, this girl, she was really kinky, and she's like, I want to fuck you. I was like, cool. She's like, no, I want to fuck you in the ass. I was like, I got it the first time. Let's go. Let's do it. Like, no need to over-explain, you fucking whore. And she was like, all right, well, go get it. And I was like, I'm not buying it. You get it. I'm not going to buy the thing. Fuck with it. And then she was like, well, I'm going to pick it. I'm like, no. We're going to go over a catalog. It's mine or less. It's nothing. Yes.
It's got to be thin.
Right.
Yeah, it's got to be, what do you mean thin? I don't have a thin penis. No. First of all, the fact that you don't know what my dick looks like is good, because I've never shown you my penis. And I've seen you. I know what your penis looks like. I could sketch your penis. If your penis did a crime, I could go down to the police station and sit with the sketch artist and be like, that's it right there. That's who you're looking for.
Well, I don't know. We have a difference of opinion on humor. And, you know, Lindsay's from L.A. They're a little more woke there. But I think it's funny during a FaceTime call with a dear friend, a close friend, in the middle of the call to pan down and show my penis.
No, that's not.
That's funny to me.
You're in a FaceTime call with a close friend.
Lindsay, it's new. Here's the problem. When you're talking about how sad you are being on the road, missing your family, and you're opening up to somebody and they slowly turn down to some type of shaft, and you don't know what it is at first, because you in your brain, you're like, he would never do this in the middle of my opening up. And then, yes, he has.
Bobby's like, yeah, Max has been acting up lately. I just don't know how to help him. I just don't know. And he's like, I just need like somebody to lean on right now. And then I'll just go look at my penis. That's funny. That's comedy.
If I had a dick, I would be problematic. I think like because that to me is funny. I don't want to be on the receiving end. I think that's wrong. That's not what I want. But I've had dreams where I've had a dick, and the only thing that in my dream, when I realize I have a dick, the only thing that I want to do is show everybody, and just like go out into the world and show everyone my dick. So I don't know what that means, but I know that it means that I shouldn't.
Oh, you like new things. That's what it means.
Yeah, it means you're cool and hilarious.
But I also, I think it's hilarious in the dream. I'm really, it's happened multiple times. I don't know what that means, but.
I do. No. That lesbian thing really fucked you up as a kid.
I want to be clear here because, you know, I don't want people to think I'm some kind of problematic person. This is a person I'm very close with. Bobby married us. Bobby was the priest or whatever you call it. What do you call a guy that has sex with children?
He officiated the wedding.
Yes, he officiated my wedding. Once someone officiates your wedding, you get to show them your penis unprovoked.
I wish you sent me those rules before you asked me. If I could have read that over, like, dude, I get to show. Oh, dude, you got to be at the wedding on time. You got to have say something like this. Oh, yeah. And I get to show you my dick for the rest of your life anytime I want to. I wish I knew that.
Well, I think it's fun. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry. There.
Yeah, apologize. Clearly, it's upsetting. It's so upsetting that he's going to light this cigar.
Did you have a friend officiate your wedding, Lindsay?
No, we just did a courthouse.
All right.
Good for you. What does your husband do?
He's a graphic designer. But he plays music and writes and just does a bunch of shit. Well,
that's why he loves anime.
Artist. My husband's a nerd. I mean, my husband is like a nerd. He's into all the stuff that I make fun of. And like if I fall asleep and I see that like on Hulu he's been watching some like anime shit, I like first thing in the morning, I'm like, what the fuck is this? This is what I fall asleep and this is what you're doing. But yeah, no, he's into all the stuff that I think is stupid and dumb. And I love him for it.
My wife hates my taste too. My wife, I tried to get into this Banshee stuff. She goes, why don't you just jerk off? Let's go watch a porn. This is fucking stupid. I'm like, Dawn, I didn't write this. I like this show, but every time there's just somebody fucking an Amish person is fucking somebody and the guy's fucking somebody. And there's no gay sex though. It's all straight sex. That's surprising to me. I thought there'd be, somebody would fuck. There is a cross dresser in it, a Chinese cross dresser hacker. He's a genius hacker, cross dresser. That kicks ass. So
God, you just described me. Cross dressing, genius, hack.
Hey.
So, anyways, I want to talk to Joe for a second about your movie is coming out.
Yes. Fourth of July weekend in theaters that you're in.
That I'm in. The final cut, because I was with Louis on tour while he was editing it. And it was fucking amazing to me. There's one scene that you do in the movie. I'm not going to spoil it at all, but it's so fucking intense. And anybody with a family, and I don't think it's just anybody anywhere with a family, a big family, or even a few people, is going to relate to this movie, and it's going to hit you because it kept hitting me. It was very relatable to me. I have a big Irish Catholic family from Boston, and the people in it are just so fucking, I know that guy. I know her. I have that person in my life. And then when you have this big moment, and I was fucking in tears, dude. Fucking tears.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it got me in tears a couple times watching it, just really emotional. But then it's very funny, hilarious movie. But it's not a Adam Sandler film. It's not that. It's actually a really great movie. I call it a beautiful little comedy, you know? So is this going to go out in theaters? Is it going to be on, you know, streaming only? What is it going to do?
It's going to be in theaters. We have a movie coming. Lindsay and I haven't even talked about this. Lindsay, I have a film coming. I'm the star of that I co-wrote, and Bobby Kelly's in it, and Sarah Talamash, and
The stuff with you and Sarah was fucking surreal, beautiful. I mean, it was so surreal and dreamlike and beautiful. I loved it. I loved her in it, man, too. She was so, because here's the thing. When you do a movie with people, you know, right? You run the risk of them stinking. Right.
Yes.
You run the risk. I've seen people, like when I was on the Dennis Leary show, even like I was part of this Bronx Warrants thing. You're like, oh, it's going to be great. And then you get in the room and the cameras are on and then they fall the fuck apart. And you're like, fuck, none of that happened. I mean, everybody killed their scene and killed their part in the movie. I feel.
Oh, thanks. This is really helping. This is making me feel good. I'm excited. But yeah, it's going to be in theaters. We have a distributor guy. He's working on it. It's going to open 4th of July weekend. It'll be out in theaters for a month, and then it will go streaming. And I hope people go see it. I hope people don't hate it. But yeah, I think it's good. But yeah, it's pretty dramatic. I mean, it's emotional. I mean, yeah, Sarah cries. It makes me cry. We showed her sister. She was bawling.
That's so exciting.
I can screen it for you, Lindsay. I have it on my house. We can watch it.
I'd rather watch that than this shit.
Yeah, there's no missionary sex in it.
There should be, though.
Yeah, well, there was one scene with Sarah with a hot Latino in a bathroom, but it got cut. And so now we just did that.
No.
We just did it for fun.
Hey, did any of my stuff get cut? Am I still in it?
You're barely in it, but when you are in it, it's good. No, you're a huge part of it. You're like the big scene. I don't want to get, because you're a surprise too. You like, you make a comeback and it's like, it's
yeah. Don't give a lot away, because that's the one thing too, when you're in a movie, and it's happened to me before, where you're like, yeah, and you do them, and then all of a sudden you see it and you're not in it. That happened to me. Dane Cook's first movie, whatever, you know, the whatever it was, I was in. We improvised this whole scene and it was great. And I was in. I went to the premiere and all this shit was great. The second movie I was in, we shot a bigger scene and it just got fucking lopped out of the movie and nobody told me. And it was sad. You're sitting there like you're waiting for the scene to come and it never comes. And then you're like, oh, fuck me. Like it wasn't even in the bonus extras on the DVD.
Oh, that's rough. Like
a day of my life was just, they went, yeah, not good enough. I don't know what it was, but they just cut it out. So,
we cut a lot of, there was a lot of comedians cut from the New York stuff. We cut a lot of New York stuff, but no, you're in it. You're a huge part of the movie, and our scenes were great. You were great. I'm very excited.
Yeah. It's awesome.
That's exciting.
Yeah,
it really is. There's a lot of surprise guests in it.
It's called 4th of July and it comes out. Yeah, 4th of July.
Yeah.
4th of July. I'm nervous.
Fucking
what's
great.
That?
Don't be nervous, because it's done. The work.
Yeah, exactly.
The results are the results. But it's right. Done. You made a piece of art. You know, your type of art too. It's not like, you know, it's not like you have superhero powers. Or you can, you know, holy shit, observational skills.
No, it's an art house piece is what it is.
Is that what you call
it?
But yeah, hopefully it does well. I'm terrified. As the closer we get, the more I'm like, oh my God, I should kill myself.
Well, that would help the movie.
Yes, kill yourself.
Point. That's a good point.
If you're looking for a publicity stunt.
Do it right now on this show. We'll use this clip. Of you just making that wall red.
I'm looking around. I'm at Steve Rogers' house.
Oh, so I don't... even better.
Yeah,
even better.
You're upstairs. We'd hear the gunshot twice from yours, and then we'd hear it in Lindsay's camera.
Yeah, I'd be like,
is there anything worse than asking your neighbor to use their apartment for a podcast, and then there's just brains all over the fucking office? I'd have to move.
I would honestly be such a move if that's what they had to say at your funeral. He was just asked, how was I supposed to know? He wanted to use it for a podcast.
They would move. He would move right down to your open apartment downstairs because Sarah can't afford it. Sarah would have to move up to that little one.
Well, she'd collect. I mean, if the movie does well, she'd be collecting money for years. That's I got great. Points on this thing. So everyone go
there
see
you
it.
Go. God,
thanks.
Points. Ooh.
That's right. Percentage points for those, for the layman.
Laven?
I don't know the word. Cliff Clavin?
What's a laven?
Isn't that the part of a vagina? The laven?
Isn't that how they make like legs for tables? Is a lave? A laven? And Lindsay, you're doing, why are you in New York? What are you doing?
I'm just doing shows. I'm just doing fun shows.
You just came and do shows and you live in LA now.
I live in LA.
You like LA?
Yeah. I mean, yes and no. I think everybody, I don't know. I'm like a weather transplant. I don't like the winter anymore. So I'm a pussy, but, LA's fine.
But don't you got kooks though.
Yeah. Okay. It's insane. Yeah. There's tons of it's insane. It's specifically madness. Everyone's nuts. You're constantly in fear of your life. But other than that, I think it's cool. Everyone is rude. Yeah.
So weird. California used to be the hey man, peace out, man, love.
Well, people still pretend, but it's just like I think, like especially like. After like everything opened up again, like people are more psychotic than I've ever seen them, like truly unhinged, unwilling to hide it.
Really? Like what? Like give me an example.
Like just like they're like people are just like openly just starting fights in line at the grocery store, just like in situations where they normally wouldn't be saying something. They'll like have an outburst of just been like, are you fucking kidding me? And it's like that's towards your mom. You're not you've been holding that in for a long time. Like that's not for this man in front of you who took 5 minutes.
Well, I think people, because we see everything now on the internet and we watch these clips of people flipping out or a neighbor getting mad because some dude's fishing on a pond near his house or, you know, somebody's parked in front of the wrong place and they see these people flipping out, Karens or whatever.
Right.
And it's okay to do that now. That's like the norm is to let somebody know how you fucking feel. And also everybody's got a camera. And back in the day, you just get punched in the fucking face. And people don't do that anymore. You know, I think it's because there's no more bullies. I think bullies were good.
Bullies were helping?
I think more evidence of Bobby's bulliness.
Bullies were helping shut people up. Like Joe bullying me right now, I would just go over and choke him and go, don't do that anymore. But I can't. I'm kidding, Joe. You know
it's starting to sound an awful lot like you're on the Fresh Prince's side.
Oh my God. Fresh Prince. How crazy was that?
Ooh.
But how? This is what I heard one guy say it. I think it was P. Diddy. Was like, yo, man, Chris got a chin. Chris got a chin.
My reaction was how like he took that so well.
If I got slapped like that by Chris, I would have went, ow, like not even a, like a, Chris took it and went, Will Smith just slapped the shit out of me. That was some gangster shit. Not to take it, not even an ow or rub your face. He didn't even rub his face. Mm-mm. He just took the fucking smack and then went the nominees for best documentary.
He was awesome. I love Chris. And Chris is such a better comedian than Will Smith is an actor. Chris was all class. Will Smith sucks. He's a piece of shit. I hate him. And I didn't like him before. Chris rules. I love him.
Chris fucking, he really does rule. I'm telling you, he stood there while they were getting the best documentary, handed the trophies. He just got bitch slapped and really hard and handed them the trophies and stood up there and walked off with them when he was supposed to. Dude, I would have either cried or fucking, I would have definitely said, ow. What would you have done, Joe, if you got smacked in the face?
It's hard to say. First of all, I don't think, I guess Chris thought Will was going to, I would have, as soon as he got out of his chair, I would have just taken off. Like, all right, I'll just hide in the back or something. I don't know. I mean, as you may or may not know, I've been taking mixed martial arts for some time now. So I might have done a little, I would have done like a little bit of a, bah! You know what I mean? A little elbow to the face.
A what?
And then like an elbow.
Yeah, show me it again.
How's like it? A, this is like a slicing elbow. You come down, pah, cut his eye, bang. And then I come up here, pah. Like I would a comic have, book.
I would have seen you. I guarantee you would have ran away like Benny Hill. We could have played that music.
You know what would happen though? I don't have as much. I don't. I'm not as cool. If he came and slapped me, I would have been like, "You're getting a fuck. You're gonna win a lifetime achievement award. No one likes your acting. You're getting this award because you make Hollywood money. You're a shit actor. And the way the Academy works is they feel bad for you because you keep trying." You keep making dramas where you're like, oh, and it's the same fucking movie. You have no skills, but the Academy gives away awards to people that make the money. We literally feel bad for you. So you're going to get a best actor. You don't deserve it. And your wife is a cunt. Fuck her. I would have done one of those, like a Gullman, just really just snapped on an audience member.
The sad part is I'm going to have to delete this movie because I'm going to have to delete this whole podcast when it comes out because when his movie's up for best new movie and Will's actually giving the award out and this surfaces.
I think about this all the time. I have a movie podcast where I just talk about how Robert Redford's like a piece of shit. And then I have a feature film coming out. They're going to pull it up.
Yeah. You're going to have to delete a lot of shit. Cause when you're at Sundance and Redford's like, I want to say this movie was probably one of the best, greatest movies. And then one of those dumb fans tweets you going, fuck that wrinkly prune face cocksucker doesn't know a good film if he was sitting in it.
I know. It's a good point. I'm getting nervous now. I shouldn't have called him a piece of shit.
It sucks about being a comic is that we constantly have to be honest with our opinions in a funny way. And it's out there. And podcasting has ruined us.
Oh yeah. I mean, do you ever do a podcast and then you want to like just do sub notes on it? You just want to like make sure people know that your opinion changed or you feel a specific way or correct it.
You call your husband a nerd and you do fake. So you're an act out comic. You need to.
Exactly. I didn't know if you guys knew what I meant when I was doing this.
No, we understood what typing is. Listen, we got to go into the overtime real quick. That was the YKWD free version that's on YouTube. I think I'm a stroke, dude. Subscribe, comment, and like. Please share this if you can. And if you want to go into the overtime with me, please go to Robert Kelly, patreon.com/Robert Kelly right now. And we're going to go over there, ask some questions of our two guests, talk about another topic that I want to talk about, and just a little overtime with these guys. It's been a great show. I'm so glad that Joe asked me. He's like, hey, Lindsay's here for a day. You want to do a podcast? I was like, fucking yeah, absolutely. Because we've known each other for a while from a distance. We've never really talked or hung out. So
now we have.
Yeah, Joe has been very, very pro you. So
yeah, I'm just pushing you all over.
That's so nice.
Next time you stay at my house, it's a funner time.
I know. I'm like, I know. She just seems horrible. She seems like a horrible person, but I swear.
Yeah,
I swear she's cool.
You don't know what's gonna come out.
I'm really anxious about this. I keep doing this. I keep calling Will Smith a piece of shit. And next, I'm going to be at the Oscar. And you know, best actor from the previous year gives best actor away to the next year. So when I win best actor, it's going to be awkward.
Please. All right. Please let this happen, God. Please let Joe's film skyrocket to success. Bring the Woody Allen of our times back into the industry mainstream. Let Joe win best actor and let Will Sylvince present.
Will Sylvince.
Will Smith. never gonna,
I would love
it. What did that? That wasn't even close.
Joe List. Will Sylvince is a comedian.
Will Sylvince is a comedian. You met him the other night.
Yeah. Oh. Now you couldn't understand. Will Smith bringing you up for best actor. And he just slaps you. This is what you should do. As you go up to win, you keep your head down. And when you go up there, you fucking crack him in the face. And you go, "That's for Chris, bitch. Thanks. I'm out."
That's what I got to do.
Yeah.
And I just tuck the Oscar in and run. By the way, I keep doing gags like this. And then people will email me and be like, "Oh my God, Joe List's ego is ridiculous. He thinks he's going to win an Oscar." Like, people are taking me serious.
Oh, they think that.
Yeah, I've had a bunch of people be like, "Your movie's going to fail. Like, you're not going to win an Academy Award." And I'm like, I'm kidding.
Joe, please do not acknowledge those human beings. You have to stop acknowledging these people.
But sometimes
nobody is on your side.
Who's on my side?
Nobody except your fans. Your true fans, and they don't say anything. They just listen and watch and show up. Everybody else who has a fucking comment is a, don't listen to them. You're fat. I remember when I lost all the weight, then people were like, "Dude, you look sick. Do you have AIDS?" It's like, I can't win. I just spent a year and a half going to the gym and eating spinach and raw chicken. I feel fantastic. And then, dude, you look sick. You got AIDS, man. What the fuck? You should put some more weight, but you're doing too much.
Wait, you ate raw chicken?
It was a joke.
I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I was just trying to over-exaggerate how to be healthy. I'm sorry. It was a bad example.
I didn't want to stop you. I just I was genuinely interested.
You literally stopped me.
Okay, sorry. I'm so sorry.
You stopped me right on the... all right, listen, plug what you got right now. Where can people see you, Lindsay?
Me? I want people to listen to my podcast. It's about snacks. It's real stupid and fun. What?
Can I be on?
Yeah, please be on it. It's called Snack Time. I put a lot of thought into that title. People come on and talk about their favorite childhood snacks, and then they talk about having sex with snacks. Snacks? Don't show the followers. This is mortifying. exit out. We're rebranding. Don't go to anything. No.
Mush just trying to help you out. You're fucking snapping at him.
No. I'm so sorry. Yeah. No, do that. Listen to my podcast. Come see me at shows. I post them all on Instagram and, that's kind of it. I mean, follow me, whatever.
I follow you on Instagram, but you don't show up on my feed anymore. I don't know why.
Oh, weird. Is that my problem?
I mean, me not following.
No. I'm genuinely like, is that something that
it's Instagram. I think it's some new Instagram shit. Like if you don't come up, if I don't like your shit all the time, you don't come up.
I think I have to post more.
I think you're not doing reels. Instagram's all reels now. You got to put the reels up there.
I know, because I have to post. It's the whole thing because I have only a cat following on TikTok now. So now only people go to my reels for cats. It's very confusing. I don't understand all of this stuff.
We should all kill ourselves.
Yes.
We'd be very successful.
Yeah, absolutely.
Joe and Sarah behind you. How cute are they?
Oh yeah, we are cute. That's sweet.
Joe, what do you got real quick?
Also, I was on Snack Time. Listen to my episode.
Yeah, listen to Joe's episode. It's really fun.
His Snack Time was mini Oreos.
No, it was yodels.
Yodels.
It was yodels. It was fun. You should do the pod, Bobby. It's fun. You get trivia.
I will do it. Will you get my information before we hang up, and I'll definitely.
Of course.
But yeah, I have the new special coming out April 29th on YouTube. Subscribe to my YouTube. New special on the 29th. I'm very excited about it. It costs ridiculous amount of money that I don't have.
What's the name?
It's going to be called This Year's Material.
That's pretty funny. I like that.
Oh, thanks. And then the movie comes out 4th of July. Oh my God, you have my calendar.
Yes, we do. Shit.
That's exciting. I can't see. But yeah, I'm going to be in
Boston April 14th, April 15th. April 16th, April, 24th, you'll be in Helium in Buffalo, and then Cap City, Austin, Texas, May 5th. And then, you got a lot of stuff coming up. Go to joelist.com.
No, comedianjoelist.com.
Like I said, comedianjoelist.com and check out his fucking yodel. That's what your penis looks like, too, by the way, you yodel. This is a yodel.
Yeah, it's black and cream-filled.
Do you like a yodel, a ho-ho, or which one do you like, a ho-ho or a yodel better?
I'm yodel number one. I mean, we did a whole podcast, numero uno.
What's the difference between a yodel and a ho-ho?
Lindsay, you're the expert.
It's regional. Believe it or not, there is like a weird regional aspect to the yodels and the ho-hos, and there's a whole specifically for that kind of snack cake. It varies.
Mine was, I'll tell you, can I tell you mine now? Or do you want
me? Yeah, tell me yours. What is it?
Mine is a Suzy Q.
Okay, see? There you go.
Do you know why?
Why?
Well, I stole that up for one. A ho-ho is a yodel and a Swiss roll. It's all the same thing.
Well, it's all the same thing, but it's all like, there's like Hostess, Drake's, like all of them like bought each other at different times. That one's Little Debbie.
So I knew the owner of Little Debbie, by the way, back in the day.
Really?
Yes, I did.
Wow.
Wait a minute.
Did you have intercourse?
No. Yeah, I pegged him with a yodel.
Missionary or doggy?
missionary. Hey, does yodel come with three?
No, I don't know what that is. They look like they're just smushed.
Yeah, they're smushed.
Okay, so it's two. Yeah.
Yeah. No.
It's I have a my favorite snack was a Suzy Q. Why? Do you know why?
No, why?
They were big, and there was two of them.
There you go.
Bring up a Suzy Q.
You're talking like a phone sex operator.
Again, yeah.
There I am.
Oh, we're talking about snacks. It gets serious. You know how it goes.
Mush, bring up a Suzy Q.
A Suzy Q brought to you by Drake.
RobertKellyLive.com. Now, a Suzy Q, look at that. Look at how much cream you get in that.
That looks really dry, though. I'm going to be honest.
I'll tell you, look at the top. Now, look at the top. See how wet it is?
See the top? The top does look wet.
It's wet.
Yeah.
It's moist.
Now, is this bad? Because, I mean, this is like we're looking at alcohol and talking about how good it looks. I mean, I feel like we shouldn't be doing this, Bob. We're going to trigger you.
No, because it's, you know what? Fuck you, Joe.
I'm just saying, you're making an effort. You're trying to do well with the food. We're looking at Suzy Q's.
RobertKellyLive.com for all my dates, please. I am going to be all over the place. I'm shooting my special on the 7th, May 7th, at the Coastal Creatives down in St. Pete. One night only. Tickets will be available soon. I'm very excited. And, of course, scroll back up. Mush, please don't scroll down because I have other dates. Mush. Okay, there you go. Thanks. Sorry. I love you, Mush. Seneca Casino, Comics Roadhouse. All my dates are up there. Superstar Theater Resort, Bears Den. I'm going to be with this is going to be a great show. The 15th and 16th, Robert Kelly and friends. The Rattlesnake's going to be there, and the Legend and the Dude are all going to be up there for two nights only. So get in your car, get up there for the Friday and Saturday, get the hotel room, and come hang with us up at the Bears Den at Seneca Casino. And, of course, comicwearables.com. Get you all your gear. Papa King. You get the YKWD. You get the Skanks YKWD. You get the hoodies. Anything you want, YKWD is up there right now. My old school hoodie, the Not You hoodie. We got the Pancake Sunday stuff. The pancake package, you got the Sister Ping shirt, the You're Great, Not You, and of course the Robert Kelly face shirt that everybody, most popular merch thing on my website is that big fat head of mine, comicrebels.com. Use code word ladybugs, bedang, bedang, to get 20% off. And that's it. make sure you check out Mike V. Suarez. He is my man, my producer, the mush, and he's always here for you to make sure the show's on live. And there you go. So
stick around. It's not over yet. This episode of YKWD is continuing now, exclusively on patreon.com/Robert Kelly. See you there.
All right, listen, give you credits again. Lindsay, you go first.
Follow me on follow my podcast Snack Time on all of the places there are podcasts, on my YouTube.
Do it better. Do it like you mean it, like you care about it. Come on,
okay. All right.
There you go. Hey, where can people follow you, Lindsay?
They can follow me. They can follow my podcast. It's called Snack Time, and it's really great, and I love it. And you can follow it on YouTube, and my YouTube is at Lindsay Adams is popular. That's where you can also find my other shit. And God,
I'm so bad at this.
Follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Instagram is at Lindsay Adams is popular, and follow my shit.
Okay, cool, Joey.
I'm just gonna. I want to plug Lindsay. She's hilarious. The podcast is great. I did an episode, and like so few women are even remotely amusing. their brains are smaller. They're dumb.
So hard for us.
Yes.
Lindsay is great, and Bobby is great. But I have a special coming out April 29th. It's called This Year's Material. It's going to be on YouTube. Subscribe to my YouTube, for God's sakes. I have like a third of the amount of followers that I need to have it
do
well.
How many do you have?
21,700.
Mush, how many do we have?
33,000.
Oh, jeez.
Jesus.
All right, so everybody go over there and follow him.
Yeah, go subscribe for God's sakes. And then a bunch of dates coming up: Austin, Boston, Nashville, San Francisco, Tacoma.
Just for laughs?
No, they never have me. And then the film's coming out. 4th of July weekend. It's called 4th of July. Bobby's in it. I'm in it. Sarah's amazing. And
big party, big premiere.
We're going to do a premiere somewhere. I don't know where, but somewhere awesome. In New York.
And it was directed by Louis C.K.
Yes. And written. By him and mostly, assume me.
Okay, Louis, and it is a beautiful film, and I'm so glad that to be a part of it. I can't wait to see it in front of people. It's going to be awesome.
Yes,
and we'll get accolades too. I love accolades.
And I want to give a big shout out to Steve Rogers, whose house I've taken over for 90 minutes. He's hilarious. He has a huge dick. You got to have him on the podcast sometime.
Yeah, why don't you come on with him next time?
I love that.
All right, cool. Of course, Mike V. Suarez is there. Check him out and all his dates. Very funny guy, but he's the producer of this show also. And make sure you check out my dates, robertkellylive.com. Go to comicwearables.com to get all your gear and use code word ladybugs to get 20% off all your merchandise, your YKWD stuff. And make sure, don't we have to read names or some shit? No, we'll read those right now. Well, I'll do those myself, and I'll do I got to do an ad, but I will do that right now too. I want to thank you guys for coming on and make sure. What else, Mush?
That's it.
That's it. We'll see you next week. You know what, dude?
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.